who continues to plan attacks against them that would use improvised explosive devices. So why not just kill him as the U.S. did citizen Anwar Awlaki? I'll explain after this. Citizen of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cut the Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, the CIA wants to take out a U.S. citizen living overseas who is accused of helping Al-Qaeda carry out attacks against Americans overseas. So why not just kill him? Well, since the killing of U.S. citizen Anwar Awlaki by drone strike, the Obama administration has issued some new rules, including that these so-called targeted strikes be carried out by the military, and that the target must also pose a continuing imminent threat to U.S. persons. Now, this is where things get messy, because even though the military and the CIA say that this person is a threat, they have offered no evidence, no proof whatsoever that that is the case. Now, the Justice Department is actually building the case against him. But here's the biggest problem. The case isn't going to a grand jury or into the justice system. No, the Justice Department is simply working to build a case that they will present to the president for review, and the president gets to decide this man's fate. Which means that despite the fact that we're pretending in the media that there's a new system in place, it's still a completely lawless system that allows a president to decide whether or not to kill a citizen who has simply been accused of a crime, but has had not one bit of evidence presented against him in court. No due process. For all the stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
On this Valentine's, I hope you guys are spending time with your loved ones. That's what it's all about, folks. That's why we're fighting this fight for freedom, for the fact that, well, we want to live normal lives and not have people usurping us and violating our privacy and so on and so forth. We're taking calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. 43, we got the legendary Steve Starrs riding shotgun with us, which is always fun. Hello, Steve.
Well, hello, Bob. I've never been described as the legendary Steve Starrs, but I guess it's about time.
It's about time. We'll go back to the phone lines and talk to Glenn in Arkansas. Hello, Glenn.
I just wanted to, you were talking about abortion a while ago. The founder of Planned Parenthood was Margaret Sanger, and she was a very outspoken eugenicist, and she consistently promoted racist ideals. And I'd like to read you a quote from one of her books. It says, "We should hire three or four colored ministers, preferably with social service backgrounds and with engaging personalities. The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members." And another one of her quotes was, "The most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infants is to kill it." And, I don't think it's by accident that a large number of these abortion clinics are in black neighborhoods. And it's amazing that, you know, this was back in the early 1900s, and I think she died in 1966, but she wrote several books, and she promoted racism and eugenicide for years and years, and it's, like I say, it's still going strong. These clinics are still the exact same name that she founded. It's amazing to me.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Because, it's astounding that so many black Americans have been convinced that abortion is in their favor when, in fact, we know that it's not. And, it's tragic, in my opinion, because, we've lost a lot of black babies, but we've lost a lot of white as well in this country. 57 million now. That's huge, friends. I mean, that's almost more people than Stalin killed,
Exactly. No, it wasn't 57 million, was it?
I think it was 60, all in all.
No, from just Planned Parenthood, it was 5.3 million.
Oh, yeah, 5.3, but we're talking about the total number of abortions since Roe v. Wade.
Oh, okay.
These are the ones that are on
record.
Yeah, oh, yeah. These are the ones on record. There may be far more than we know about, of course. And most people don't realize that Susan B. Anthony, who is often referred to as a feminist, was actually trying to get rights for women to have their children in a day and age when the backroom abortions were taking place and the husbands had this ultimate say over women and their reproductive life. And so she was actually a pro-life lady, at that time arguing on behalf of the children and the mothers. And people don't know these things, but like you pointed out, you know, Glenn, you know, this history has been changed so much and altered that, that people don't realize where these things started and how they got going and now adhere to ideologically as they've been swayed by our mass media and the popular mindset of this moral relativism, as Mark talked about earlier.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and you just think about all the babies that have been killed. I mean, they may have been the next inventor of some, you know, great thing or whatever. I mean, there's just been a lot of lives that have snuffed out, you know, uselessly. And I don't know, I just personally, I put a lot of value on human life, and I love babies and love kids. I just had a grandson a couple of days ago, a new baby. And when I look at a small child like that, and just to think, you know, what, how cold-hearted it is to actually just to kill something like that, it you know, it's pretty, it sends chills up my spine.
Oh, that's so true, man. As a new father, and I mean, even as, you know, not a parent, I don't know how anybody could think in any other way than that. So,
absolutely,
yeah. Glenn, thanks for the call, brother.
No problem, man. You guys have a good evening.
You too.
Take care. Let's go back to Paul in Jersey. Paul, should the should the blacks continue to have abortions? Are you a fan of that?
It's their business, and I don't interfere with them, because if I, no matter what I say, they're not going to listen to me anyway, so why bother?
Okay.
You know, so it's up to them. But hey, I'm not going to restrict people's freedom.
Let's finish your points here.
Right? Hold you guys are libertarians.
Hold on a second. Let's let you finish your points here about how you would like to defend eugenics.
Well, don't we enjoy the results of thousands of years of eugenics of selecting towards what I believe the modern humans? So we all enjoy the results of eugenics, and that's what I'm trying to say about it, that it's in nature in itself, that you know, it's just a standard thing in life, the strong survive, right? And we have to deal with that. And I think sometimes the anti-eugenicists forget the medical realities of deformed children, and I suggest they go to maybe some of the museums, like the Mutter Museum in Philadelphia, or look up things on the internet about deformed babies. And we have to remember, many babies are not viable, and there's instances where you have to do late term abortions because the children have what's called hydrocephaly, where it has a largely swollen skull. And there's pressure on the brain causing brain damage. So what I'm saying is that life isn't always a clear thing with the fetal development. So
but these numbers, Paul, are very small, relatively, in comparison to the entire number of abortions taking place. We're talking about maybe 2%.
Hard
to say that even 5%. But isn't this like, I mean, I don't know if you heard the show earlier when we had Mark Passio on. Now aren't we talking social Darwinism and eugenics as the third and fourth pillar of Satanism?
Well, that would, you mean libertarianism then, right? Because libertarians are social Darwinists, right?
No,
so you're just calling libertarians social Satanists? And that's why I didn't agree with Mark at all either. Just because you believe in evolution, as I do, and am sympathetic towards certain aspects of eugenics and an understanding of what it's all about, right, doesn't make me a Satanist. I'm not out there with a little candle with a pentagram on my floor.
Well,
you know
if you
I mean?
Believe if you believe in evolution, though, you don't believe in a creation or a design. Then.
No, I believe in a creative process, the evolutionary process.
But
yeah.
It has no intelligence, and it has no direction, it has no design. It's just a willy-nilly what we get, right?
But it's almost, it could be directed by the genetic stuff itself.
Where did that come from?
DNA. Through a universe of just a selection of hit and miss until things happen, and actually it's more common, like, you know, the early development of simple cells and virus and things like that. I do believe it can happen by happenstance, although panspermia is
I think that, you know, I have more respect for people who believe that aliens planted us on Earth than I do for evolutionists, to be honest with you, because I think it's more likely that what we see here was put here than it all happened by happenstance.
That could be the panspermia theory. That's right. That's possible, too. But my point is, until I see the aliens come down or God come down in the sky, I'm a skeptic, and I'm going to stay that way. Right? And evolution is a good explanation of how things form over life. So I'm a sympathetic towards evolution, but I don't worship Satan like Mark would have you think.
Well, I think there's a difference between worshiping the creation rather than the creator, and that's what evolution actually is.
I don't think it's worship at all. I think it's just the logical analysis of man alone on this cold planet with nobody to guide him, because there is no God.
See, by saying that, though, you deny the evidence that there is.
I look at it, but I couldn't. I want to stay humble. I can't declare that as God without proof.
All right. God's telling us we've got to take a break.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is near me. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443 is how you can join us. 800-313-9443. Let's move on. Is Paul still on? Yeah?
Still on, but I'm pretty much done. And thank you for entertaining me, gentlemen.
You're always entertaining, my friend.
You're entertaining, Paul, to say the least.
Yep. All right, well, have a good day.
Yeah, have a good night, man. All take right. care.
We do allow different opinions, you know. I mean,
like how he just hung up. Like
he hung through the break and then said goodbye.
He's like, yeah, I'm there, but I'm pretty much done. Good night. All right. Fair enough.
That's cool. Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to that, of course, and I could go on my rant, but we won't do that.
No, time. let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
We got other stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we got
about.
Some stories, Bob. Let's get to
we
stories.
Do. Let's get I mean, to some
news stories, that is. Yeah.
Unlike the lamestream media news stories, of course, these, well, are meant to hit on some important topics. I don't know if you heard about this, but Goldman Sachs thinks the best mergers are ones that create oligopolies.
Well, yes, and that would figure because, you know, back in the days of the stock crash of 1929, Goldman Sachs was around then, friends, and began gobbling up banks when they all went bankrupt. And that's why Goldman Sachs is around today.
How about this story? Police using data concerning lawful gun ownership to ratchet up scrutiny, escalate tactics. In recent years, much progress has been made in protecting the privacy of gun owners by restricting access to gun licensing and the right to carry permit data, with a majority of states now limiting the availability of this information to law enforcement officers for official use only. Well, this is what the gun confiscation is all about, folks. The latest episode took place February 4th in Des Moines, Iowa, during the execution of a search warrant by the police department of Ankeny, Iowa, on the residence of concealed carry permit holder Justin Ross and his mother, Sally Prince. The search warrant was for electronics and clothes police allege are connected to a case of credit card fraud. Around 10:20 a.m., a group of at least 8 Ankeny officers clad in SWAT gear with weapons drawn arrived in the home, delivered a cursory knock on the door, and then used a battered ram to break into the house. The occupants, fearful that the commotion indicated a violent burglary, which they had every right to think, hid inside the home. Surveillance cameras inside and outside the house captured a portion of the raid before they were dismantled by the search team. Ah, I guess they didn't like that. As the police were moving through the house, Ross was in a bathroom armed with a pistol with which he was prepared to defend himself from the apparent burglars. Following an officer's unsuccessful attempt to kick in the bathroom door, Ross heard someone say police outside the bathroom, at which point he holstered the firearm. Following the raid, Ross told the local news outlet that had the officer succeeded in breaking the bathroom door on his first attempt, he would have been standing there with his weapon drawn, pointed at the doorway, and probably would have shot him. Former Des Moines, Iowa Police Chief William Mulder categorized the Ankeny Police Department's actions as unusual, telling the Des Moines Register that credit card cases typically involve a detective or two knocking on the door. Why did the police use such forceful tactics? Well, it has to do with them taking a look at these records and learning that, well, they're concealed weapon carriers, Steve. They have weapons. Therefore, let's go in with this hardcore SWAT-style raid.
Mm-hmm. Guns a-blazing. Yeah, that's right. There's been so many mistakes. I remember one a few years back where the police were going to make a drug raid of some sort, and they got the address wrong, okay?
Oops.
So, yeah, they got the address wrong, and they kicked down the door and came running up the stairs, and there was a fella that they thought had a gun, and they shot him dead at the wrong address, and the gun turned out to be a hair dryer in his hand, and he'd just gotten out of the shower, you know? I mean, I know this kind of stuff happens, friends, but, I mean, it's really strange that when it does and the police make these kinds of mistakes, do they get a life sentence in prison for killing somebody like the average citizen would if they made a mistake or did something in the heat of anger? As I've heard recently, I don't know if you saw the story on the news, there was an older white fella and he He pulled into a convenience store, presumably a 7-Eleven or something like that. And there was several black guys that pulled into a car next to him, and they were playing the music very loud. And the guy asked him to turn it down, and they didn't. And then, of course, the confrontation took place, and he had a holstered gun. And the white fellow, this older white man, of course, older white guys with guns are dangerous. And he shot this kid that was driving the car, who was rather rude and obnoxious, okay? Well, they had a big case and an investigation. He said he thought the kid had a gun, or he thought he had, you know, something that looked like a gun, a barrel or something pointing at him when he fired these bullets. And they couldn't verify that there was any gun or any kind of arm that was inside this car with these black kids when this gentleman, this young black fellow, was killed. And now this man is facing life in prison. Okay. Well, I mean, it was a bad situation. You better be careful when you carry concealed. You better not lose your temper. You better be active. You better be watching. But the point is simply this, that police do these kinds of things all the time. Do they get life sentences for this? You know, no. But when you find a white guy, of course, this wouldn't be a case or a story if it happened in Chicago between two black people and something happened in the 7-Eleven parking lot and somebody got shot, of course. They have to make a big story out of this on CBS News because it's an older white guy. His wife was in the store. She had to come out. She was crying in testimony that she could not verify that there was any gun there either, you know, and the whole thing. So he's looking at a life sentence, you know, because of this skirmish or this incident that took place in the parking lot. A mistaken situation. Well, you have to admit, at least from his testimony, that that's what he said. But police knock down doors all the time and shoot the wrong people. They don't get life sentences. But you have to make a big case out of this. Obviously, it was not really a big, big news story. But because it was an old white guy who was carrying a gun and four or five black kids in the parking lot who were playing their music too loud and obnoxious, and one of them ended up dead. That now becomes a major issue.
Wow. Case after case, it's getting ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Let's talk to Sovereign Man. Sovereign Man, we're going to get cut off by a break here in a minute, but I wanted to bring you on, and we'll hold you over, if you like, after the break. But what's up?
I just wanted to make a comment in reference to some things that Paul had spoken with. As far as, you got it, am I on? Hello?
Yes, you are. You're on.
Oh, great.
I mean, Sovereign Man.
Yeah, anyway. I would like to refer to a book or an author by the name of Jonathan Gray. And the book is called Ben Dan Secrets. And archaeology, confirms the quote-unquote Bible every day. But Jonathan goes to a whole nother level where he shows things that are unexplainable.
Hang on to that thought, buddy. We got a break coming up.
Mm-hmm. The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal.
Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
That's 800-313-9443 if you want to jump on board with us tonight on the show. Feel free to call in. Cut a half hour to go. We're going to take the last hour off and play Best of Bob Tuscan so that we can spend a little time with our loved ones. Steve and I deserve a little bit of a break to go and spend some time, but I wanted to have a live show tonight, or at least partially live show, to spend a little time with our listeners that we love.
Yeah, we love our listeners.
We do.
We do.
We're not just saying that.
Yeah, we really do. Actually do.
Well, Steve's just saying that, but I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that.
We like Sovereign Man, don't we?
Oh, yeah. We had him on there. Dingleman.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Hey, without listeners, you ain't got callers.
That's right. We ain't.
That's true. That's true. And without listeners, we don't got a show.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, and sometimes the callers are the chatters, too.
That's right. Wow. You make it happen here, Sovereign Man.
We actually have a chat room, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, you go to Bob Tuskin Show, and no, there's a link to listen in the chat.
Just what? Bob Tuskin, no show, just Bob Tuskin.
Oh, hi guys, we're in it there right now. And, yeah, back to the Jonathan Gray thing with the archaeology.
Okay.
The book is outstanding, and actually, you might want to look to see it without having him on as a guest. Like I said, archaeology is confirming history or whatever. As far as evolution thing, to me, I never got the evolutionary thing. I've always felt like, you know, us, we, men, mankind, kind of stand out of nature. So I'm like, I didn't evolve from no ape. Because if I evolved from an ape, why don't I have a fur coat? Yeah. You know, I mean, we don't, mankind does not fit into nature nowhere. Okay?
Yeah, we're kind of anti-nature, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, I hate to agree with the Smith agent. He said that we were like a virus on the earth. And it seems like the ones that are in control, they are, like, making this, they're ruining this place. I watched a video earlier of I think the guy's name was David, oh God, what was his last name? He is a geoengineer, and he's talking about spraying the earth with sulfuric acid.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I like the Stephen Colbert piece. If you've heard that, we played that on the air here, didn't we, Bob?
Yeah. But I mean, these people are so smart; they're insane.
professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That's right.
Absolutely. That's what came across my mind when I was watching that. Yeah, it's unbelievable how these quote-unquote elite thinkers think that they can run things and run it better than the creator. I mean, and the technology's not really new. It's just new to us.
Yeah, I agree with that, too, as a matter of fact, because I think there are discoveries that would indicate that intelligence of some sort has been here for a long, long time, longer than what we would call the 6,000 years of what we would call modern or regular history.
I agree. It's 6,000 years of quote unquote recorded history.
Yeah, it seems to be that's what we have anyway. But there seems to be things that are left around from earlier. Hey, what do you think of this new film that's coming out in March, Noah? We mentioned that, and I'm getting various different reviews on it. On one hand, some people say that it's kind of a biblical epic, and on the other hand, it's kind of about a guy who sees the human race as a virus and a problem. It's sort of a eugenics Georgia Guidestones kind of ideology there, that, you know, that the world was being corrupted by man, and it has nothing to do with essentially the nature of man. It's all about, you know, just the virus of mankind that was creating things, and they were altering all kinds of things, and this was the real problem. Of course, there is mention of the creator, but it seems to me as if this story is told, it is missing one of the main characters in the story, which is God. You know, I mean, it's kind of a strange film. I'm not sure if it's going to be a good film or not. I'm waiting to see. I may go look at it. I don't know. I may just save my money.
Yeah, I don't spend my money anymore.
I mean, they're trying to, you know, they've screened this thing so many different times to so many different people to try to get their opinion on it. And some of these Christian groups or religious groups have said, well, it's kind of okay, but it's not really the biblical epic of Noah. And others have said, yeah, but you get the main story to some extent, you know. I don't know what to make of
it. So it is called Noah, but it's a variation of that Noah theme where it's actually going to destroy the earth because of man being a virus.
And yeah, it's essentially about mankind ruining the world. You know, it's almost an environmental type theme to it, to some extent, that mankind had to be wiped out because he was destroying nature. And so God destroys nature to started all over again, in a sense. You know,
well, in the Book of Revelation, they talked about woe unto them that destroy the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. There's a lot of that in there. Woe unto them that destroy the earth. And there's a lot, actually, in the book of Genesis about the corruption of the earth before the flood. But it was relative to the nature of man and sin. It wasn't just about environmentalism, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot more to it than just the corruption of genetics and things that were going on. Yeah, then Nephilim, of course, and
I wanted to interject that the whole thing about, you know, why the red man used to hold up the hand and say how. That means, like, how many fingers you got?
Yeah. Interesting.
That's where that came from, because there were giants all over the earth. And that's the thing that has been suppressed. I don't know if you're familiar with any of Steve Quayle's work on the giants, but, he talks about.
Yeah, I've had Steve Quayle on the show as a guest.
Yeah. And you know, that's what the American Indians used to do. When they would hold their hand up, they wanted to see how many fingers you had, to see where you were from, whether you were from the offspring of the six fingered one.
Like Goliath, I'm with six fingers and six toes. Goliath.
Absolutely. And that's a genetic anomaly that was left over from when they said that the Nephilim or the Anunnaki were, you know, defiling the creation. And I believe that all that stuff that we were taught about the Greek mythology, where the half man, half horse, the half man, half goat, that kind of stuff, I think that stuff really existed.
Very likely it could. You know,
yeah,
I mean, there have been fossil remains, of course. You know, even Flavius Josephus talked about the skeletons of the giants of the biblical time being around in the first century. They were still around at that time. And we hear tale, of course, and people say these photographs are fixed, but we hear tale that they have unearthed some very large, what you might call almost Homo sapien erectus creatures that are very big. Some of them are very large. And I don't know whether there's any truth to that. I mean, I've looked at a lot of these pictures. I can't tell you that all of them are faked. Some of them are, I'm sure. But, you know.
A lot of this stuff, we don't know if it's actually fact or truth. But I know that there had been some things that were not unearthed in the Middle East, i.e. in ancient Babylon, you know. And that's one of the reasons why the U.S. corporate, you know, guys went over there, and they squashed a lot of that. And one of the things that they squashed was that, quote-unquote, that guy, I think his name was Saddam Hussein, he thought that he was Nimrod reincarnated, and he was actually unearthing and rebuilding Babylon. And in their excavations, they unearthed a great library with a lot of knowledge.
Well, Saruman, I appreciate your call, brother. We got to take our last break here, and then we'll come back. And any final phone calls we can squeeze in, we shall get to 800-313-9443. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, final segment tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Mr. Producer, try to play maybe an hour we did from the health week. Actually, I don't care. What's that? The dates? I don't know. It's whatever. It doesn't matter. Let me know if you can figure it out. If not, we will have something good on. Some sort of best of Bob Tuscan, Steve Starrs. What's that? You figured it out. You're the man. He's on top of things. Steve, you still with us?
I am still with you. You know, we were just kind of dropped into the chat room, and I try to listen to the debates going on there. We're talking about, I think, what Sovereign Man or somebody brought up earlier about rebuilding Babylon, the old city of Babylon. Now, it's very interesting because I have some photographs of it. There are three mounds that are about 100 feet high, and they form an inverted triangle in the region of Babylon. And it looks to me like they've actually been doing some excavation there, or perhaps Saddam Hussein was. He built a palace on one of these mounds. And they're about 100 feet high or so. I mean, you have to drive up them in a kind of a, you know, a circular curly Q kind of pattern to get to the top, because they're pretty high. And it looks to me like they were doing some excavation there. It's hard to say what's under the old city. Of course, there's always been the spooky stories, too, from things around there. Remember, we heard one from a friend of ours who works with us off air. One of our producers was in Iraq, and he was telling us about some of the scary things that happened out in that region. But there were there've been stories for many years, and since this is a night with full moons, maybe I could tell one of those scary stories that people used to drive around, you know, close to the area. Nobody lives in there anymore. It's virtually deserted. But they would say that they would drive around at night, and all of a sudden there would be a crowd of about 100 naked and nude people out on the road. And they would pull up and stop because they didn't want to hit the people, of course. And as soon as they stopped, all the people would disappear. Gone. You know, howling and making all this noise, and then they'd be gone. And, ooh, I hear the chains rattling, you know. So, I mean, yes, but there's some strange things. And, of course, you know, that's even, to be honest with you, biblical, that it talks about people staying away from the area because of the strange kinds of things that happen around the old city in Babylon there. And, yes, I think it's possible they are excavating it, because if you know anything about these old cities, if you've seen the guy on TV that does the underground tunnel searches, you know, old cities get, you know, what were first streets eventually become sewers, and then they build on top of that, and then they keep building and building. And sometimes you can go down, you know, three or four layers down below some of these ancient ruins, and you find things that are way down there that have been left for centuries. It's just like visiting New York City, you know? I mean, it's, you know, it's about the sewers of New York City and the stories there, right? But, you know, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, thank you for that, Steve. What are you going to do for the rest of the night?
Oh, man, I'm going to be looking at these videos about the excavations of ancient Babylon and watching ghost video films on YouTube, and, you know, I mean, and, you know.
You're not going to spend some time with the wife?
Hey, the wife has gone to bed, man, already. You know, I mean, she knows that when I get on the Bob Tuscan show, it's hard to get my attention. No, actually, I will try to spend a little time with her, of course. And, yeah, she wrote me a beautiful poem today. She's a poet.
Did she really? Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah, my wife is a wonderful poet, you know, and she's on Fan Story. She gets, you know, very top ratings and stuff like that. She has published her own book, you know, and I'll have to post that sometime.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize all that.
Yeah, she's an amazing poet. She really is. And I want to put her poetry to video and to music, you know, so people can see some of her stuff, because she actually could teach poetry. She knows so many things about sonnets and how to write in rhythm and how to write in meter and all this kind of stuff. And the different kinds of poetry, she could actually break them down and show you how they work, and acrostics and all kinds of different styles. She knows that poetry that well. But anyhow, that's what I may do. How about you, Bob?
I'll probably go to bed. I don't know.
Probably go to bed. Okay, well,
that's... Well, I want to spend some time with the... I don't know if the baby's still up. If the baby's still up, I'll spend some time with him, and maybe a little time with the wife and whatnot. And I drink some warm raw milk during the show tonight with a little bit of maple syrup, organic 100% maple syrup. And it's put me in a really nice zen state.
Well, see, when you get into that zen
I've never warmed up raw milk. I've never warmed it up, and it was good.
That's interesting. I'll have to go back to drinking some raw milk. I do like it, but I haven't done it in a long time because it's so hard to find these days. And you would think that would be easy, and I live in an area that's just full of dairies. And I've talked about this before. The little dairies are shutting down. The big ones are taking over.
Sure.
And the little family farm dairies are being shut down around here, and the price of milk is going up. I mean, I'm going to tell you, friends, I live so close to dairies that I know when I'm close to a dairy and the wind is blowing in the right direction. I'm in cowboy country out here, cow town, you know. I mean,
you'll be shocked at what I spend on a gallon of milk.
What do you spend?
I don't even want to admit this. And by the way, donate to the Bob Tuscan Show so I can afford to buy raw milk for my family.
Right, yeah. Bob could use your help.
I can't afford anything, but when you hear how much the raw milk is, you're going to really fall out of your seat. And folks, I won't do the poison, so we'll buy no milk at all if we have to.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, but if I'm going to buy milk, I'm going to buy good milk. I don't care if it costs a little but extra. A gallon of raw milk. Give me a guess, Steve. Give me a guess.
Well, I think you said once it was about $7.50, wasn't it?
$7.99.
Yeah, I think I heard you say that once on the show.
Can you believe that?
Well, if it's good for you, it's good for you. I mean, come on.
I mean, it's a commentary of just how ridiculously high prices are in general. What's a regular gallon of milk cost these days?
Well, where I'm at, it's $3.18. You know, wow. But I don't know what people pay around $3.18, $3.25.
Then if you buy organic, add another couple dollars. That's $5 right there. You know.
And if I could just walk down to the local dairy, not almost a mile or two from my house, I could get the milk right there. You know, but you know, you can't do that. See, because,
from the udder.
Yeah, from the udder. I have the uttermost best milk. Yes.
Tim, Steve, did I just call you Tim?
You did call me Tim. But how did you, you know,
Steve,
Bob,
you
weren't
so
supposed to tell anybody that's, people aren't supposed to know that's my real name.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, it's
I'm sorry.
My real name is Steve. But
actually, Steve Stars is really Tiny Tim.
Neptune, throw the tulips. No, I can't.
Where's your ukulele?
I got it over here. I got to tune it up, though.
Oh, okay.
But you remember Tiny Tim. It's hard to believe that you remember Tiny Tim, Bob, because that goes back to the Laugh-In days. And Laugh-In was a television program that was on, gosh, in the late 60s, or early 60s, mid-60s, somewhere in there.
How can you forget Tiny Tim?
Yeah, Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim and Laugh-In and Henry Gibson and a lot of other great people were on that show as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. One of my favorites, of course, is, they had so many great comedians, but I liked them all. Well, I liked Ronan Martin, but Goldie Hawn was on it, and so many others that I really liked.
Mm.
Don't want to get into too much nostalgia here, though.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Oh, we could, man. There's a lot of it out there. But Shirley Temple died. Did you see that Shirley Temple died?
I did. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, I liked
it. You know, as a kid, my parents, they weren't as conscious as maybe, well, I don't want to say that, but they had me watch TV and movies and stuff as a kid, and Shirley Temple was a favorite, even for my generation. It was transgenerational. It really was.
She was. She was an all-time great, and of course, she was a great ambassador, I presume. You know, she got tied into politics later on, and, she was worked for the U.S. government for a long time as well.
Shirley Temple, man, that right there is the change of a decade.
Yeah, it really is. It's sad because, I mean, those
Did
are
I
the kinds
decade?
Of people that care. Oh, it's, well,
I meant century.
Century.
Yeah.
Yes,
I meant
absolutely.
Century. Yeah. All right, Steve-O. Well, thanks, man. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll be back next week with more. Have a great Valentine's Day, folks. Love you. Take care.
Show. With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find